go now to Phil in Tucson. Welcome, Phil.
Hello, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a masonry house, and a portion of it is smooth stucco over the masonry. I'm curious about the difference between ceramic paint compared to regular paint for painting that surface.
Well, that's a great question. And Phil, masonry home, stucco, painted.
Very smooth stucco.
Listen, there is a place for elastomeric paint. But I'm willing to stake my reputation on it. It's not your stucco walls. Here's my reasoning. Have you lived your whole life in Tucson, Phil?
No, I haven't.
Where are you from?
First 30 years in California, second 30 years in Alaska.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Okay, in Alaska. Cold, it hasn't started snowing yet, but it's that cold Alaska rain. And you've got your jacket on and your hood on. Have you ever had a tear in the back of that jacket where the rain just barely creeped in and got on the back of your neck?
We'll pretend yes.
Not a tear, but it runs down the back of your neck anyway.
If I put a raincoat on my house, which is elastomeric paint, and it develops the least little bit of crack, the moisture is going to get in behind it. And as long as they're willing to try and guarantee it, I will guarantee in that amount of time, it's going to crack. It's going to crack where it joins dissimilar material. It's going to crack at outside corners. It's going to crack where it wasn't put on to manufacturer's specifications of 4 mil, which is as thick as a credit card. Okay? Once you've got that raincoat on and you have a loss of integrity anywheres, the size of a pinhole, and moisture starts getting in behind it, you, my friend, have a problem. Masonry home, smooth stucco, that product, that application is screaming for a 100% acrylic exterior paint. It lets your house breathe. You'll get 7 to 10 to 12 years out of it, depending on the color you select and the quality of paint you apply. And it is going to cost about 1/4 as much money. So for my money, exterior acrylic paint is the right product to use. And those are just a few of my reasons. Does it make sense?
Yes, it does, because I get that leak somewhere in it, and I get those bags of water that start eating the stucco.
Yeah, and when it's locked the moisture inside the stucco, you know where it's going, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's going inside your insulation and your wall cavity and your 2x4 or 2x6 studs and your drywall and your baseboard, and it's just living in there. So I have a lot of people in the industry trying to change my mind on this. And the only answer I can give them is check with me again in 12 years. And let me take a look at it. And we'll go from there. Because we made Rosie Romero made a lot of money painting homes in desert highlands and desert mountain with elastomeric paint back in the 80s and the 90s. And I'm sorry to say we made a lot of money. tearing all of that off and repainting it all in acrylic exterior paint. Call me old-fashioned, but that's where I stand right now. I'm a firm believer. You know, we've got a paint company that will give you a 10-year guarantee with exterior acrylic paint.
Now, it's a top-of-the-line Sherwin-Williams
yes, it
paint.
Is. Yes, it is.
You can't go buy right. your generic paint.
That's right. That's right. You have to have them do it with their brand of paint. That's correct. That's 10 years. A lot of the elastomeric guys will guarantee it 25 years. But they cost 4 to 5 times as much money. Do the math. And measure your risks. I'll let it rest at that, okay?
And a lot of that ceramic coating, you know, that was actually designed for waterproofing on dams and lighthouses. You know, it's not the application in residential. You know, these are structures that people aren't living in. These are structures. The moisture is consistently the same. You know, it's a completely different application. It has its use, but just right now for residential, home application, it's way too costly and not a great investment for your home.